listening to Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition with me, Stephanie.
And Mark.
Yay. So, Mark, we're in a little bit, we've switched roles a little bit tonight.
Yeah, yeah,
shake things up. Yep. So, now I have the ring of power.
That's right. It corrupts. I mean, I've got to tell you, you saw what happened to Gollum.
I know. I will try not to get like that. And if you have any thoughts that you would like to discuss with us tonight, because, of course, Free Talk Live is the show where you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind with us, you can call us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It would be wonderful to hear your thoughts this evening. But, Mark, there's something in the news that's been, well, rather disturbing. This is something that I definitely think if we asked Americans maybe 5 or 10 years ago if they ever thought this would happen, they would say, oh, no, 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 that could never happen here.
Not right? In America.
Yeah, exactly. But that is becoming a rarer phrase, I guess, these days. Yeah, people are basically accepting any form of tyranny that the government attempts to cram down their throats.
It seems it does. Tyranny in this country does seem to be growing, and it does. It's really surprising what we'll take in this post 9/11 world that mm-hmm. we would have never taken prior to it.
Yeah, and it's all in the name of safety and security, right? They love to scare you so that you'll accept whatever they would like to do.
Well, if the terrorists came for our freedom, then they got it.
They got it. Yeah. Exactly. So this, I've got an article I'd like to read here. It's from examiner.com, and it's from it's by Angel Clark, who is actually a radio host that mm-hmm. We are acquainted with. And the headline is "Words That Will Get Your Website on a Government Watch List: Social Media Monitoring." So the Department of Homeland Security makes fake Twitter and Facebook profiles for the specific purpose of scanning the networks for, quote, sensitive words.
So which kind of profiles? What?
They make fake profiles on Twitter and Facebook.
Okay. And they scan using these profiles for words.
Mm-hmm.
And how do they scan? I mean, you would have to, do they friend people?
I suppose they do. And actually, if you've logged into Facebook lately, you might have noticed that on Facebook, now they group the posts, and it'll say something like in your feed, 4 people have posted things about Mark Edge.
Uh-huh.
Right?
I haven't seen that. Okay.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe it's an update that only got pushed out to some people.
Timeline.
But
yeah.
I often see when I log in, it'll say, like, 4 of your friends posted about Rick Santorum or Ron Paul or the Free State Project or something like that.
They do group them together. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, so I think what they're doing is in those posts they're identifying keywords, and Facebook has made it easier for the government there. Big surprise, because we know that they're not exactly on unfriendly terms with each other. Mm. They kind of help each other out. And so they'll group these posts together, and often it's by a political keyword. You know, often it's by something, you know, you'll see the posts grouped by Ron Paul or by Mitt Romney or whatever. So just a little interesting thing to notice there. So the Department of Homeland Security has been making these fake accounts on social networks to watch for sensitive words, in quotes, and to track people who use them. So I guess maybe they're sending people friend requests or following them or things like that. Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't accept friend requests from anybody I don't know. But
how do you know that someone you know is maybe an informant or something?
It certainly the possibility exists, but I'm decreasing the chances.
Sure. Exactly. Yeah. And some people
and
are very.
If somebody's watching me, if the government's spending time watching me, they're wasting their time.
Yeah.
You know.
I feel
the
same way.
Oh my God! This guy spends an inordinate amount of time on Farmville.
Right.
Good Lord.
They probably love that because it's a distraction.
I wish they'd send me more radishes.
Okay, if anybody out there has radishes,
I don't
send
know.
Them to Mark.
I don't play Farmville. I'm just making, you know, Farmville jokes that I have no idea of.
Right. Well, you know, on Facebook, people have different levels of who they'll accept as their friends, right? Some people are very sort of promiscuous about that, for lack of a better word.
Yeah. Evangelical. They're
sure.
out making friends all over.
And it makes sense if you would like to promote a business or have some ideas that you really want to spread.
Mm-hmm.
It's really for the purpose of you're sharing things with other people. You want them to absorb your information, right?
You could be an extrovert of the sort that you want people to, you know, listen to your, you know, profound things that you write. And you know, I can say that I used to be that way. At this point, I'm not interested. Not at all.
Yeah. Well, some people say that Facebook sort of plays off of people's narcissism because people just want a bunch of friends and a bunch of followers
mm-hmm.
and to feel like they're being heard and listened to, right? And it's sort of, I could see how that could be exploited if you were somebody who is in the business of tracking others or maybe trying to gather sensitive information to use against them later.
It's not hard to get accepted as a friend. You just put an attractive woman as your photo there, and you're in.
That's sort of a tip off for me when I see a very attractive woman, and then it says in the interests like anarchism and guns and, you know, like things that are, you know, you wouldn't really associate with somebody like that, I guess. And maybe it has a little bit of a violent tinge. I'm like, oh, wow, that's pretty obvious that it's not somebody I'd like
to
be
those,
friends with.
but I do get a lot of these sort of what I assume are robots or something like that, fake profiles to get me to go to one of these websites that tricks men into, I don't know what exactly it does. But they'll have attractive women that, you know, really, a bunch of attractive women want to be my friend, really. Yeah, that's happening.
Well, right. And bots are another thing because they can gather information about you, right? And that could be, I mean, Facebook does this anyway, right? It gathers your demographic information.
Sure.
It gathers information about what
those
you like.
Those are important things that advertisers want to know.
Absolutely. And they're valuable. And so.
And when you go on to Facebook, what you're exchanging for the Facebook experience
is your information.
It must be valuable because a lot of people spend time on there, is who you are and the ability to be advertised to. There are different browsers that one can have that would prevent the ads from coming up, but that doesn't mean they're not selling your information.
Yeah, absolutely. And you really do have to kind of keep an eye on your privacy settings as well, because sometimes they'll,
I don't know how to work them.
Well, yeah, I mean, sometimes you'll see posts going around that say, oh, Facebook is trying to use your image as to advertise whatever, Viagra,
right,
or, you know, whatever.
Facebook is dying to use my image. Go ahead.
Well, have you ever seen an ad pop up on the side of your screen that says, so-and-so, who's your Facebook friend, likes this product or this TV
show? Yeah, I've
seen
that, but I haven't seen a picture with it. I've just seen the name.
Yeah, I think at one point, maybe they don't do this anymore, but I think at one point they were doing that. They would use their friend's picture to say, this friend likes this thing on
Sometimes
Facebook.
Sometimes they'll have pictures that are completely unrelated to the topic. Like, it'll be a young woman with a big rack, and it says, refi now for 2.1%, as if, you know, like, that has anything to do with it.
Yeah, it's pretty blatant, I know. Yeah, I've seen ones that say, become a drug abuse counselor or something like that.
Like a punk rock kid on it.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So I guess it's just blatantly trying to get people to look at it at the cost of, I don't know, that your dignity or your, I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's not worth much.
So back to this
article.
Simply using a word or phrase from the DHS's watch list could mean that spies from the government read your posts, investigate your account, and attempt to identify you from it, according to an online privacy group. The words which
attract... Who's the online privacy group?
It doesn't say here. I guess they're so private they don't want you to know who they are.
Okay.
The words which attract...
I gotta take their word for it.
Yeah. The words which attract attention... range from ones seemingly related to diseases or bioweapons, such as, quote, human to animal and, quote, outbreak, to other more obscure words such as drill and strain. So these aren't really the words that I would picture most when I think of what words would get you on a terror watch list. I would think maybe bomb or attack or, I don't know, something like that. But you'd have to have an algorithm that captures combinations of words and not just simple words. I mean, I know the government doesn't do things very well or complex or take into account really any subtleties, but it seems like if you set a filter on Facebook or a social network for anybody who posts the word outbreak or strain or even human to animal, you're going to get a lot of junk. And some human probably has to sift through all the junk. And so at what point is there diminishing returns because you get so much information back that you can't really weed through it if you're the government and you're trying to get uncover plots and stuff?
Well, you know, at some point they will be watching so thoroughly that they're going to need two law enforcement officers for every individual.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and obviously then that's everybody who's sitting on Facebook watching keywords is a person who's not in the marketplace producing something.
Absolutely.
They're not turning widgets into wadgets or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're not making money.
And you're forced to pay them whether
you
want to.
People work for government are lesser and greater to extent inefficient. You know, garbage men, they're picking up garbage. But, you know, the marketplace can do it more efficiently.
Absolutely. So do you have stories about being watched online? Are you scared about this? Call us 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's Stephanie here with you.
And Marcus.
And we thank you for joining us this evening. Free Talk Live, in case you haven't heard, is a show that enables you to call in and bring up whatever's on your mind. And we do love listener calls. So please reach out and touch us at 855-450-FREE. Yes, Mark.
I just wanted to point out that you can go to the website, and not only is it an interactive program where you can call in at 855-450-3733, but you can go to the website at freetalklive.com, and you can link to your blog posts or news stories that you found that you think are important, videos, that kind of thing. Put a little tag on them, and people will be voted up, voted down. They'll take a look at what you've got there. You get a lot of eyes. I think it's 60,000 unique visitors per month.
It has 70,000. Been ranked as one of the top libertarian websites, the Free Talk Live site. It's in the top two, I believe.
It's big. I can't believe it's top two. We'll say top 10.
Definitely top 10.
Because there's like Cato and Lou Rockwell. We're not going to hold a candle to those guys.
But I don't know. I think it comes pretty close, actually. But yeah, Free Talk Live's website is very unique, and it's gotten critical acclaim from many places.
It's very good, and you can go there and certainly get lots of... We were just talking about Facebook. You can get lots more eyes on whatever post you have there than you can at Facebook.
Yeah, and there's this interactive aspect where you can hear us talk about your story on the show.
Indeed.
So we are going straight to the calls this evening. We've already got some coming in. I'd like to bring on Kelvin in Colorado. Kelvin, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hey, Stephanie and gentlemen.
Hey, gentle person.
What's on your mind, Kelvin?
Person. Okay. Let's see. Now you guys made me nervous talking about how many people are listening.
Just you and me having a conversation.
That's what I keep in the back of my mind, and I just forget about the rest of it. Anyway, I went to Liberty Forum, and it was a blast.
Yeah.
Yes, the Free State Project's Liberty Forum, which was last weekend at the Nashua, New Hampshire.
Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. Lots of people were there, probably 500 people over the course of the weekend, which was great. Great turnout. And, of course, if you're curious about the Free State Project, you can find out more about them at freestateproject.org. They've got another event coming up called Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is in the summer. It's a little more laid back. But what were your impressions of the Liberty Forum, Kelvin? Is it your first trip to New Hampshire?
Yes, it was my first time in New Hampshire, and it was incredible, the energy being around all the people that, like you guys kept saying, oh, you're around people that get it already. And it was amazing because you felt this sort of instant connection to these people that were, in essence, strangers, but that you knew fundamentally were your friends. You just haven't met them yet. So,
you know, one thing that I've found is that people that are visiting from outside of New Hampshire that come to Liberty Forum are so much more awed by the Liberty Forum than folks in New Hampshire. It's nice to go. If you live in New Hampshire, it's nice to go to the Liberty Forum. It's really fun. Get to see all the speakers and lots of new people and people you know. And it's a great opportunity. But for folks from outside who live in this, they're floating in the sea of tyranny. People just don't get their ideas. I live on a day-to-day basis talking to people that understand the ideas of liberty as I understand them. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I totally, take for granted. Whereas folks that are visiting from outside, this is one of the reasons that people will often just pick up and move right after one of these events.
Yeah, it's very exciting, and I can relate to that too, Mark, because I used to live in Massachusetts, which is widely considered one of the most tyrannical places in the U.S.
Right next door to New Hampshire.
Exactly, and it's kind of ironic that they are so close geographically, but I'm one of those. Like, in New Hampshire, they refer to people who come from Massachusetts and move to New Hampshire and sort of bring their big government ideas, as sometimes they call them mass holes.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Or sometimes they have other terms for them, but I'm one of those, but I have liberty ideas, so I guess I guess I don't count in the bad bunch. But
go on with Kelvin. What was your experience, Kelvin?
Well, it sounds similar to in the West where I've lived all my life, and in that case it's the Californians that are coming. They ruined their state, and now they're coming to our state and bringing all their ideas and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Anyway, back on the subject of Facebook, I knew I was going to be meeting a lot of people at Liberty Forum, and I knew that Facebook was pretty much how people communicate these days, and I've resisted it for years and years and years because I have privacy concerns about it. And
did you finally cave to the peer pressure?
I finally did, because I didn't know how else I would be able to keep in touch with all these people I was going to meet. But now I have to go out and figure out how to operate all this stuff, because mm-hmm. I'm flying blind right now, and I need to go out on the web and find out what the best practices are for, you know, this friending thing, and so-and-so is a friend of another friend, and what, you know, what does that actually entail? And then there's close friends, and, you know, I just have to sort out a whole bunch of stuff. But
Calvin, I'd like to add some thoughts on that, if possible.
Most people don't know best practices for Facebook, including myself. But go ahead.
Well, yeah, that's just the thing. I think everybody has to find where their comfort level is, and it depends on what your goals are for using social media. Are you just trying to share your message with as many people as possible? You know, how public are you going to be? Does it really matter to you how many people are reading your stuff that you post, or do you want to keep it more intimate? And what I say, Calvin, the overarching theme of this for me is that, you know, we like liberty, and we're talking about peace and voluntary interactions, and all this stuff is, there's nothing wrong with it, right? It's not illegal to talk about peace yet, anyway. I mean, but we're not in the wrong here. That's the thing that we have to remember. We're not the crazy ones. You know, we're not talking about violence. We're talking about peace and love, for lack of a better term.
I agree with what you're saying, and I'm not really interested in that so much as just personal privacy. But you know, I went to Keene while I was there, and was there for some of the activism that happened at the courthouse. And there were things there that were not illegal and should not be a problem for anybody. But yet, people got handcuffed and put in a cage and extorted money from, and all kinds of other stuff. So,
sure. Have to draw the line somewhere, though, don't you? Like, how much are you going to curb your behavior because you fear the social consequences or fear consequences from the law, even, right? How free are you if you're constantly having to censor yourself about what you say online?
Exactly. And you've got to walk that line. I mean, like you had mentioned earlier, the pre-9/11 world was a totally different place than the place we have now. And what if something else happens that's even worse? People are going to be, see something, say something, and, turn in your neighbor for a ham sandwich or whatever. So I could just see that it's conceivable that things could get a lot worse someday, and people that are, trying to assert their freedoms would be considered, domestic terrorists or something.
Yeah,
I think that's already happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, that's just one of that's another concern about being too out there with it. But
Calvin, I do thank you for the call tonight. That's interesting to hear your thoughts, and I do hope you come back to New Hampshire.
It was nice to meet you.
Yeah, me too. I enjoyed meeting Calvin in person as well. And this is Free Talk Live. We're coming back with more at 855-450-FREE if you'd like to share your thoughts with us. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. I'm Stephanie.
And Mark.
And you can call in if you have thoughts you'd like to share with us this evening at 855-450-FREE. We love listener calls. And did you know that there are many different ways to listen to Free Talk Live? If you visit listen.freetalklive.com, you can check out the live streams, how to get us on the radio in your local radio station, also satellite and webcam listening options, as well as the listen lines. So if you're curious about any of those or you want to find out more ways to get Free Talk Live in your ears 7 nights a week, because we are here every night, you can go to listen.freetalklive.com.
The state owns the land, but they don't own the water. To be free today, you'd need a boat, and not just any boat, a life yacht. A life yacht is a stable, it is a conception of a stable catamaran as big as a house that purifies its own water, generates its own power, grows its own food, and has a shallow draft to be able to get a four-wheel drive car or SUV ashore. With a life yacht, you would be free from nearly any government intrusion and have a seashore home anywhere in the world. To be involved, is all you need is $1,000 and the commitment of as few as 8 months. Go check out EricksonCouncil.com. We actually have a banner at freetalklive.com if you can't find EricksonCouncil.com. But, I didn't have any trouble. It's C's, not K's. EricksonCouncil.com.
And it has a little nifty picture of a boat on
There's
it.
A boat there,
Easy
right?
Easy to find. So, Mark, we've been discussing this article about something very disturbing about the Department of Homeland Security scanning social networks for keywords to get you with or something.
And do they have a list of all these words? I mean, you mentioned a few of them, which
The list is too long to read on air without boring the listeners out of their minds, but it has some really innocuous seeming words.
Are there some big ones like pandemic? Does it?
Some of them are like that, but illegal immigrant is one of them. I mean, how many people talk about illegal immigrants online? I mean,
a lot.
Not even just saying like, oh, so-and-so is an illegal immigrant, right? But just mentioning that phrase apparently will get you triggering one of their filters that puts you on their little investigation list.
You know, to
it
some extent,
sounds it's, unreal.
It's a good thing because it's essentially they'll be so busy investigating so much innocuous stuff that they won't get anything done.
Yeah.
But the bad thing is that, you know, you and I have to pay for this nonsense.
Absolutely. I think I remember reading a couple of months ago that they were hiring like 90,000 people to screen through all this garbage of people's Twitter posts and Facebook posts.
It's the new, what do they call all those work programs that FDR came up with?
I know what you mean.
I can't even remember what the
CCC.
Yeah, they had a bunch of different.
Civilian Conservation Corps or something.
WRN or whatever, just a bunch of three-letter alphabet soup agencies. But, you know, at least those guys build bridges and stuff.
I thought they weren't doing anything. Yeah, it's.
I mean, there are still bathrooms in America that you can use that were built by these folks.
Sure.
They have value. Now, I'm not saying that they were paid for in an efficient fashion.
Yeah, you're paying champagne prices for beer there if you get any work at all. Didn't they have some people that they put to work in the 1930s just digging ditches and then some people filling them back in, like literally?
That sounds like a story to me.
Hmm.
I don't know.
We weren't around then, Mark,
indeed.
So I guess we can't give a first hand.
Somebody will call in to either confirm or deny that story.
Yes, at 855-450-FREE, free.
3733.
But, Mark, some of these words, okay, outbreak, drill, strain, we already covered those, but some of them are just names of federal agencies. If you mentioned the Department of Homeland Security, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the Coast Guard, even the Border Patrol,
what happens
the
if you
Secret
like
Service?
These? What happens if you like a post?
I don't know. Or I guess if you post something that they approve of that includes one of these buzzwords, then they dismiss you. But I guess what you mentioned before, Mark.
The people at the Department of Homeland Security look really good in pink tutus? I mean, is that good or bad? I'm not sure.
I think it's just garbage, maybe. But that's the monkey wrench that we can exploit here. Because, I mean, if they really do have filters that just catch whenever you say the name of a government agency, they're going to have so much stuff in their filters that they're not going to be able to separate anything valuable from all of that stuff.
Right. And this is what the government does. It works inefficiently.
Yeah.
So what's the source? How do we know that oftentimes the articles
won't source,
sometimes they won't. It's hard to say.
It says an online privacy group.
Okay.
And I don't know. This article is from.
Is there a link through?
No, there's no link.
Okay.
It's kind of strange. Yeah. This article is from Angel Clark, and so maybe she would be willing to reveal it, maybe not. I don't
tend
know.
To think she does her research.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I trust her because we do know her, and she's very great on the civil liberties stuff, but it's an extensive list here. And some other words, drug, gang, violence.
Drug
cartel.
Gang, violence.
Mexico? I mean, you're posting your travel plans to Mexico, and you suddenly get on one of these watch lists. It's just going to catch so much crap. I mean, no way they could sort through all this.
You know, it makes me wonder, you know, most of the time it seems innocuous, right? They go through, they find a bunch of stuff and, you know, they can't get. But what happens when an agent says, you know, I got to get this promotion, man. And for whatever reason, targets you.
Sure.
You know, whatever the reason might be, then you get in this Kafka-esque. And this really is that Kafka. I mean, that's what the term means.
Yeah.
You know, where the government's coming after you for no reason. It's bizarre. It doesn't make any sense. Why have you got caught up in the machinations here? And
yeah.
You know, what does it mean? How do you get out of it? The mire of it. It's frightening.
So apparently they've already been doing this, and we already know that the Federal Reserve, there was a big article that came out just a while ago that said the Federal Reserve was on Twitter, and they had some profile on there that would catch everything with the hashtag of "and the Fed" or anything about Ben Bernanke or Federal Reserve or anything like that. So they've already been watching it, but apparently this is extending to other government agencies, and I think the Fed was just looking at it from their PR department to see what people are saying.
The Fed is quasi-governmental.
Mm-hmm.
It is somewhat government and a somewhat government agency, but it's really not. They have certainly a strong relationship with the government. So, you know, maybe they want to put out, to find out what people are saying in order to be able to put out news that spins the other direction, that kind of thing, to be able to address concerns that are being said about them.
Yeah.
And, you know, what do I have to say about that? It's like, okay, well, you know, anything that can be said bad about the Fed, I'm for it. But when the government's watching, you're talking about an agency that claims the monopoly privilege on the use of violence.
Mm-hmm.
If for whatever reason, and has just decided that it can, you know, grab Americans, throw them in jail without trials,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, I find this very frightening.
And they do have these zero tolerance policies too, don't they, Mark? They do. You remember the story of that British couple who tweeted something about, we're going to L.A. to dig up Marilyn Monroe's grave, and they just meant they were going to party.
Right.
Right, but somebody from the government somehow saw that, and they were detained at the airport when they
asked questions about digging up Marilyn Monroe's grave. I mean, it's bizarre. Right.
Yeah, so we know that they don't have a sense of humor, and they do have these sort of zero-tolerance policies, and they have very strict little regulations about what that they follow to the letter without thinking about them or anything.
Indeed.
Yeah, so that's the most concerning thing to me. So some other highlights of this list. San Diego is on the list. I mean,
just the word San Diego?
San Diego, you're a terrorist if you say San
Diego.
It's
bizarre as putting Mexico on, I suppose.
Subway is on the list.
Okay.
If you say subway, if you say metro, I mean, it's...
Does it have to be subway with a lowercase s, or can you have the uppercase s talking about the sandwich shop, too?
I think it would catch both. We can't be letting the terrorists get through, Mark.
Well, the terrorists have good grammar, right?
Got to cast a wide net.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, this is pretty much all I wanted to say about this, but it's important to get this message out there. And 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733 if you have thoughts on this.
Do you think this makes any sense, right? I mean,
yeah.
You know, if is this a good use of the government's time? Because, you know, there's generally somebody out there that thinks that, you know, the government needs to grow in some area or another, that it can solve a particular problem in some area. I tend to think that that's not the case. But, you know, I guess I need to hear other ideas on this, because I really don't see how the government looking for things like Subway, San Diego, Mexico, and illegal alien on Facebook is going to solve anything.
Exactly. Or maybe you've gotten caught up in the government's dragnet on this. You want to share your story about that, we'd certainly welcome it. One more time, 855-450-FREE to get in touch with us tonight. This is Free Talk Live, and we got more coming up about breastfeeding.
Get in the zone! AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline NextGen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil, better for the environment, and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline NextGen conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline MaxLife NextGen high mileage and a Fram ToughGuard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's pharmacies. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.
Extend your life with
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You are listening to Free Talk Live. I'm Stephanie.
And Mark.
And we welcome you to the show. 855-453 is the number where you can call with whatever's on your mind. We do like to hear about what you're thinking about, so feel free to give us a call. And I'd like to direct you to news.freetalklive.com because it's a great place where you can learn all the newest news about the show. If you want to get updates about our affiliates or what's going on with the show or when we interview a guest, you can do that. Get emailed updates, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and I bet Free Talk Live will probably set off some of those filters on the Department of Homeland Security's side.
Seems likely.
Yeah. So you can experience that firsthand over at news.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, we have the opportunity. You can like our Facebook page thing, and people post there. Yeah.
Right.
I'm sure
this
that
newfangled contraption.
We're obviously anybody can like it. So whatever's happening there is whatever's happening there.
Exactly. So now we're going to talk about something exciting. Well, it's exciting to some people. Some people don't care. Some people get really upset about it, but. Mark, do you know who Beyonce is?
Yes. She's a young woman performer. She's black. That's about what I know.
Mm-hmm.
And she's really popular. Like, she's not just, just your run of the mill. I mean, she's the big time.
Yep.
Would she be to the level of a diva?
I would consider her a diva, sure. Okay. Yeah. I mean, she's very popular music. She's married to Jay-Z.
Okay,
and they,
didn't know that.
They just had a little daughter named Blue Ivy, and she's about 7 weeks old
right now. I did hear a story about a baby named Blue Ivy. Yeah.
It's an unusual name, almost like the Moon Unit Zappa, right?
Not quite that
celebrities
good.
Celebrities name their kids unusual things, but...
Well, Frank Zappa, he prided himself on that whole unusual thing.
Yeah, there was Dweezil and
Moon Unit are the ones I recall.
Yep, those were probably the best.
Gillette named his daughter Moxie Crime Fighter.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And the guy, Kevin Smith, who does Clerks and is it Chasing Amy's, the movie, and Dogma?
Yes.
His daughter's name's Harley Quinn, named after the Joker sidekick. The Batman villain, Joker, his sidekick is named Harlequin.
So she's
named Harley Quinn.
Very creative. So, Mark...
I was going to name my child Thor Stormbringer,
But your wife didn't like that?
It just wasn't flying between the phalanx of the grandma and my wife. I just couldn't get it passed. I did do some negotiating afterwards and got what I want. But I'll tell you, I did an end run around my mother for getting involved in this, and I have taught my son to call her Muffy. And so.
Wow.
No, lots of kids have different names for their grandparents.
Sure, they can get away with it.
Yep. So now it's his Muffy. Yeah.
You know, there are people who do whole research studies on which names correlate with greater financial success, like later on in life.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something like Michaels and Johns tend to be more successful. Names that sound either traditionally masculine or feminine, whatever that means, seem to be more successful, other than, as opposed to androgynous sounding ones. I think that's what I heard. But in any case, Blue Ivy got some lunch in public.
Okay. I get what you're coming from.
Yeah. So, yeah, here's the headline from ABC News. Breastfeeding advocates praise Beyonce for nursing daughter in public. Breastfeeding advocates are rejoicing and praising Beyonce after the pop star was spotted breastfeeding her 7-week-old daughter, Blue Ivy, while dining at New York City's some restaurant with her husband, Jay-Z. And so I guess they were all eating lunch, and she just started feeding her baby right there at lunch.
And if you're breastfeeding, I mean, it's as normal of an activity as, there is.
But some people consider it obscene or, titillating, I guess. Or...
You know, I think I've changed my position on this one over time.
Yep.
I used to be kind of rigid about it. And
you thought it was inappropriate?
I do think that one can do it inappropriately.
Okay.
When mothers breastfeed in public, they can just make it, so you can't see anything. I mean, there's lots of women
sure.
here in New Hampshire. This is kind of one of those places, the southwestern New Hampshire, one of those places where people, they're a little more hippie. And then the Free State Project. Nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying. And the Free State Project, there's certainly people that think outside the box here. So I've seen a lot of women breastfeeding in public in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And rarely do I say to myself, by looking at it, that's awful.
What situation would you say that, if any?
I think that you could push it too far. But let's just say you took your whole shirt off.
Okay.
And decided to breastfeed in that manner.
What if you were, in a dark movie theater or something?
Well, why would you want to take your shirt off in the first place? I don't think it matters.
So it's more comfortable? I don't know.
I guess. I mean, they have lots of clothing that makes this very comfortable. I'd say that 99% plus the time, you're not paying any attention. You don't see it. If you do see it, you give them their, you just look away. I mean, it's a social situation where you don't spend time trying to, can I see the smallest amount of boob there? that would be inappropriate, but. There's sometimes you see a little bit of boob, and it's okay. It's just skin. You don't actually see the areola.
Sure.
I mean, these same women could sit.
Could be walking around with pasties.
They could,
right? Yeah.
If they wanted to, and it would be well within the law or whatever.
Well, I don't care so much about the law, but I like the fact that this is being normalized, I guess. I mean, because what more natural a function could you imagine than feeding a baby, right?
And that's really where I come down. I am a social conservative, generally, in my life, and things need to be normalized in order for me to accept them, and they have been when it comes to breastfeeding.
Okay.
It's normal to me now.
Do you think this has changed, over your lifetime? Do you remember earlier experience?
Nobody breastfed when I was... I mean, breastfeeding in my life is a relatively new phenomenon.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
Well,
just,
not only have you just recently had children.
Sure,
for the
and I'm
time.
Around more people with kids. There's no doubt about it. I wouldn't claim otherwise, but it just... I think that a lot more women are breastfeeding than they used to.
Yeah, and
it's
I think part of that is because of the health benefits that have been relatively recently discovered or popularized about breast milk. Like, it has antibodies that protect the baby from germs. The mother's antibodies go into the milk, and it has all kinds of nutritious stuff that you just can't get in formula. And so I think once that information started to come out and people really believed it, there was more of a push for acceptance of breastfeeding in public as a normal thing. And there were groups like La Leche League, which mm-hmm. was really instrumental in doing sort of activism about breastfeeding.
And this managed to I mean, it's hard to imagine, but this is a real success for advocates of breastfeeding, and I am an advocate of breastfeeding. I'm not necessarily an advocate of breastfeeding out in the open with running free, buck naked, and but I'm an advocate of breastfeeding.
Well, but
I'm just saying that. Let me tell about the economics of it before we go on. There's advertising dollars behind Gerber and these companies that sell the Similac and, and these. There's huge advertising budgets. There's no reason for anyone to advertise for breastfeeding. The only reason that you would be before breastfeeding is because you thoroughly believe in it. And the tide has been pushed backwards to the point that these companies are saying mother's milk is best. Sure. If you can't, use whatever.
And a lot of people can't. Right?
And they can't.
They feel pressure, probably, I think, because it is looked at as like the best option or the healthiest for your baby. And so some women, I think, feel a lot of pressure to breastfeed when maybe it's not convenient or they can't physically do it or, for some reason they lose their milk or.
Yeah, I'm not going to make any judgments based on it. Yeah. I mean, you make whatever choices you make. My wife did it for quite some time, but, some people breastfeed their kids until they're like 5.
Yep.
My son's 4 now. He's got a whole set of teeth. Mm-hmm. I mean, no.
Did he naturally stop himself?
No. I mean,
she weaned him.
Boys tend to boys tend to be a little more difficult to wean than girls, and just something that women tend to say in these circles. I'm only repeating things I've heard.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm relatively ignorant on this too. I mean, because I don't have personal experience with it. Although I do have lots of friends with kids, and I'm in the healthcare field. I do have poops.
Yeah.
They don't have milk, so
not right now.
Too bad. Probably not ever. But Mark, I want to ask you though. Do you think that there is any situation where you would consider it inappropriate to breastfeed? You said something about
running around buck naked or something.
Or they're too wild.
Running around buck naked or something like that. Yeah, I don't like that.
Well, but what if it was? Let's say, I'm going to give you some hypotheticals here.
Okay.
We're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
All right.
There's a woman sitting on the grass under a shady tree feeding her baby with just like a sarong or a skirt on, nothing else.
Okay.
Is that appropriate?
Well, it is the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and, you're going to...
Okay, how about in the park? It's that same situation, but in the park.
In a park, I think in a park, if somebody's going to say something to her, she set herself up for that scenario. I'm not going to say anything to her, but nor am I going to rush to... Forsooth, madam, you have besmirched this young naked lady's honor. No, I'm not going to. And likely, if they're going to be scolded, they're going to be scolded by women, not men.
Interesting. If you have thoughts, 855-450-FREE, your thoughts on breastfeeding or whatever's on your mind, it's Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up in Hour 2.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an SDP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's Pharmacy. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.